This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Alf wears his sunglasses inside so he can make the improv scenes and storylines. And Alf wears his sunglasses inside so he can keep sunlight from searing his eyes. Riley's calling him out. Don't know she cares about his eyes, she's just after clout. But I really gotta ask, did the curtains not make the move now? Oh no. Blackout curtains would really help now. Oh no. I can't believe it, cause those damn curtains were what shook your ass.
Submitting another 4-minute song. You're welcome.
Woo! Starting it off with a banger. That was from, you guessed it, Tyler. And that was from September 17th, 2023. The title of the email is all caps, another one. Tyler says, oh, you thought I was done? Nope, back at it again for another auditory assault.
Yeah, bet you thought we were never going to play that one, did you, Tyler?
This time it's the only Corey Hart song anyone cares to remember. Sunglasses at night turned into sunglasses inside in reference to the episode that started with Alf wearing sunglasses, even though his what shook me was his blackout curtains 8 times. Where are the curtains, that. Alf? I cut this one down because the original is, you guessed it, 4 minutes long, and I don't want to be the reason there's a time cap on these things. Tyler, thank you so much.
Hey, guys. And Tyler, I don't want you to take this personally, but what happened here today was Riley said, we've got no theme songs. We've finally run out of theme songs. And I said, no, I know there's got to be one in the can from Tyler that you didn't want to play. And there was one.
Not that I didn't want to play.
Yes, Tyler, that's why she didn't play it.
Not that I didn't want to play. But guys, we need more original songs.
Seriously. We've gotten some fantastic.
We've gotten
stuff.
Some amazing some stuff. Truly, and Tyler, thank you for that.
Earnestly good stuff. And Tyler's been submitting them as well.
Hey, come on, man.
Come on. I'm just razzing him.
This is the third hummingbird I have seen outside my office window in 2 days. That's got to mean something. That's got
to
mean something.
They're probably attracted to the, you know, to the.
Yup. We're not even saving this for what shook me.
The stench.
Okay, guys.
This is great. You guys aren't ready for what she's going to fucking talk about here. what she's going to fucking say.
Oh, what's new with me?
I genuinely thought you were joking when you told me.
No. Wait. So for the listeners, the way that I've been talking about my upset tummy, my
you might remember
bowels.
Last week's episode, there was a lot of diarrhea.
A lot of me talking about how I've been having really upset tummy for the past couple weeks. But in real time, so we've been recording, like this has all happened in the span of like 2 weeks, but you guys were saying this will be like a 3-week saga, at the end of the 3-week saga.
Just
but
like
in real
cereal.
Time, I found, what?
Like Serial, like the podcast Serial.
I'm just going to cut right to the chase. If you can believe it or not, how retro is this? I have, drumroll please, Riley's mystery illness is E. coli.
E. coli.
Like I have fucking E. coli. That's why I've been saying it. E. coli. I have E. coli.
E. coli.
How fucking retro is that? Excuse me, 2011, your disease is calling.
I know. And you like, know what's fucked up, Riley?
What?
I just got a text.
You also have it? How crazy
I just got a text
be?
From your doctor.
Did he say, I'm so 2008, you're so 2008?
She said, you have H1N1, the swine flu as
Stop.
Well. Yes.
I have mad cow.
You are a mad cow. Come on. She set me up.
No, but I have E. coli, and there's something really beautiful about like going back in time in that way to.
Where do you genuinely think you got it?
Probably eating ass. Well, probably eating so much ass. But what's really confusing is that I've had an upset tummy for about 2 to 3 weeks. But my tummy got really upset these past 4 or 5 days, and I had Chipotle.
You're lying.
I'm not even fucking lying. I had Chipotle on a Sunday.
They cannot avoid.
And then on Monday is when it was the worst. Monday was the worst of it. And so.
You should report it.
So I don't know what's going on, bro. It's like.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you get lettuce on your Chipotle bowl?
Yes.
The lettuce is where the E. coli is, dude.
I know.
Oh,
but it's confusing. But it's confusing because I'm not positive with that because I've had an upset tummy for weeks. And then.
But
so
you
I don't know.
Having
what's
diarrhea.
Wild is like, but yes, I was.
Oh.
But I was. But the test came back negative for E. coli weeks ago.
So it's definitely
it back,
the Chipotle.
But
I'm
it came
sorry.
Back positive. But then why was I having it 2 weeks ago?
Anxiety.
I don't know.
You were taking antibiotics, though.
But that was like a month ago.
But that could have led to the generalized upset tummy.
It feels like it's too far apart. I don't know. But regardless, I have E. coli and...
Let's not lose sight of what matters here.
Let's not lose sight of the
which
present.
Which is that it's really funny that you have... this particular infection.
Of course, I've been Googling all day. Will E. coli kill me?
Of course it could, but it won't.
Now, why would you say that to me?
Because I'm a little trickster, much like Loki.
Now, what's new with you? Now, you know I'm going to be, you know my OCD is going to be spinning on that. I'd be like, huh, I could. Well, it could.
Yeah, well, you could die from lead poisoning from that Stanley cup you're drinking out of.
It's not a Stanley cup. It's a Target brand knockoff Stanley cup.
I don't know why Riley's lying on the podcast. She doesn't want...
It's
I can
not.
See the wall...
I have a hydro flask downstairs.
Oh, my God. Picture this. The wall behind her is just... It's just a shelf lined with Stanley cups. All of her different Stanley cups. And
have you
Ray
seen the TikToks
Dunn
of...
tumblers.
Of people making like water, like different, like here's my water
yes,
for the day,
and it's always it's got it's like 80% glitter.
Yeah,
I genuinely it's like, do you have? I have a big problem with edible glitter. Okay, I stunned her into fucking silence.
Sorry. You have a problem with
what was
it?
That? Was your pager going off? What the fuck?
I got a work email.
Oh, yeah, edible glitter. That doesn't feel like it can. Possible.
It cannot be.
Like, best case
no.
scenario, we find out it wasn't doing anything bad. Worst case
There's
scenario.
No way it's not. I don't think I've ever on purpose ingested edible
Remember
glitter.
When there were all those articles coming out being like, girl ate boba every day for a year. Turns out now she's half tapioca. You remember those articles that were like, X-ray reveals woman
yeah.
stuffed like a beanie baby with tapioca. And it's like, that's what I feel like is going to happen with the edible glitter.
With all the edible glitter.
Is it's going to be like, someone's going to
do
an autopsy.
Do you pee it out? Like, what?
I mean, I wouldn't know. I've never eaten it. Or drank
What's
it.
What's new with you?
What is new with me? Well, we're in the, I mean, this is episode's not going to come out for quite some time, but we're in the height of basketball
you're
March.
You're missing the big game.
I'm missing the big game. Listeners at home know what happened in the big game, but I don't. And I've lost money already. I've already lost money.
How much?
We don't need to talk about how much money I've already lost, but let's just say it's a good thing I only let myself gamble once a year. You know what I mean? But anyway, Riley, what's new with me is basically just that I love the sport. I love the, it's the thrill of the game. I love watching those kids go. And hell, let's just let them play ball.
I love watching those kids go.
Let's just let them play ball. Okay, ref, come on. Why are you writing that down?
I'm not writing that down. I'm writing down that work email that I just got. So I have
you
to do
can't
work after
be
this
working
podcast.
While this is a work
I'm
email.
I'm not working. I'm writing down the thing that I have to do for work after this, so I remember.
Okay, sounds like work. Anyway,
this
guess
is
I'll
this.
Just
can I set an intention? Can I just set an intention right now?
You can, you stupid ass.
This is going to be the most contentious episode yet.
That's going to be tough because our Jan 6 episode was awkward.
It's going to be the most contentious one yet, okay?
Okay, fine. Fuck you.
Speaking of something intense, speaking of something crass.
Crass? What?
We're talking about Heelys.
Heelys.
Now, Alf, talk to me about Heelys.
Heelys are, when I was a kid, there were few things in this world I wanted more than Heelys. I wanted them so bad. I thought every
Sorry, really quick. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you are standing and you are like shifting from side to side.
I know. I'm doing
a
standing one again.
With a shirt with the face of William Shakespeare.
You know what's funny about this? I'm wearing a shirt with the face of William Shakespeare on it, which I know is like Jesus.
And you look manic, by the way. Can't stop.
And what's
moving.
Different from every other episode? This t-shirt that it's like, this face couldn't be anyone other than Shakespeare, right? Mm-hmm. One time when I was in college, I was wearing the shirt because this is a big like nighttime sleepyhead shirt for me. Okay.
Sleepyhead.
And it's 8 p.m. So I'm wearing a nighttime sleepy time shirt. And I was wearing it in my college apartment and my roommate's mom, his parents were visiting and his mom saw me in the t-shirt and said, "Is that Che Guevara?"
Stop.
And I said, "No.
Afraid
no,
not.
No, Kathy, it's actually Shakespeare."
It's actually going to go ahead and be William Shakespeare.
But yeah, I'm doing another standing episode because my chair's broken and I don't like my other chair. And so I think the standing could be powerful. You don't seem to like it though.
No, I just
You're
Let's
off
bring it up.
Foot
so sorry,
by the
I
standing.
Cut I cut you
no,
off.
No, but like
to
now
talk about
you've
what's
thrown
happening.
Me because I want
to
talk about the standing.
I'm sorry. So you said as a kid there were fewer things you wanted more than a pair of Heelys.
Yeah, I thought kids that had Heelys were literally the coolest kids in school. They were like, I mean, I think it also overlaps with like I was obsessed with skaters as a kid. I thought skaters were like the epitome of cool.
And did you ever skate?
Absolutely not. And here's the thing.
I feel like I knew the answer.
And
here's
the thing I genuinely believe. If I had been allowed Heelys, I don't think I'd be here today.
I think
I would have been such a liability. And I think I even in my like 10-year-old head knew that so much that I didn't even really push it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a few times I might have been like, "Heelys, mom?" And she was probably like, "Those are for other kids." You know, and I was probably like, yeah I hear that.
Yeah.
Because
I think I was the same.
I can barely stand and walk in a straight line. Like,
yeah. Heelys, if you don't know what
you
Heelys
have
are.
Heelys?
I didn't have Heelys.
Why
but
did
I think
you
my,
did?
My stepbrothers had Heelys,
you
I think.
You have, like, Heely energy. Heely kid energy.
But I'm not coordinated.
Which you should take
like
as a
that.
Compliment because I said that. I thought
Thank
they were cool.
You.
You said you're not corny like that?
Coordinated.
Oh, you're playing Heelys corny and I got offended.
No. If you don't know what Heelys are just tennis shoes with wheels in the heel. And there's only one wheel per heel. And so it's like you kind of glide on them. I think I tried a pair of Heelys once and realized that it freaked me out too much and that I think I had the same instinct and that like I would have cracked my head open. And so it never progressed past the trying it out stage.
I feel very similar to Heelys about how I feel about like the age that I was when hoverboards came out, you know what I mean? I was an adult, you know? Had hoverboards come out when I was 10, I think I would have been a menace to society.
Are those the ones that it's like it's on wheels?
It's a Segway without the middle.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just the bottom part of a Segway.
So it's not a hoverboard.
But like, they call them hoverboards.
But I think of Back to the Future. Yeah, okay, of like Marty McFuck, hoverboard.
But that's not what we're... Colloquially, whatever. They're known as hoverboards.
I also thought Heelys were very cool, but I watching people use them, they make it look so easy.
Yeah.
And I remember the one time I tried it, it's really hard to, like, get that glide. Like, yeah. It is very hard.
It's
to
just
do.
Like, I remember kids would be walking down the hallway, and then all of a sudden it was...
Yeah,
and they
it's
were just
very
off.
Cool.
And I was like,
yeah,
that's the coolest kid I've ever
that's
seen.
The coolest thing I've ever seen. But alas, that wasn't my lived experience, nor was
would
it yours.
Would you get a pair now?
No.
You wouldn't even consider
if
it?
If I wasn't coordinated then... My God, not today.
Because I probably think about, like, man, it'd be cool to have Heelys right now. Probably at least once a week.
I think about getting a scooter.
You see, and I never think about that. Because I'm not
see,
a
I wasn't
dork.
A Heelys kid, but I was a Razor scooter girl.
You were? Were you good? Could you do
loved.
The...
No, I just liked Wait. Riding around on it.
But you couldn't do any cool tricks?
No, I wasn't a trickster. I actually like to play by the rules.
I was using it. I was a utilitarian approach to the Razor scooter. Okay, it was a commuter vehicle. Thank you very much.
It was near the end of our college experience that I thought, damn, I should have gotten a scooter.
Yeah, because near the end of our college experience, Lime scooters came to Boston, and they were the bane of my fucking existence. Because, and I'm adding some people we went to college with. Would go in the fucking bike lane with those things and then just leave them in the bike lane, blocking
that
the
sucks.
Bike lane. And so then I'd be trundling it out or down or trundling around on my...
You'd be sleeping in a trundle bed at a sleepover.
I'd be saying, ooh, I wish this trundle bed were a real bed at a sleepover. And then I'd hit a Lime scooter and go
real bed.
Ass over. A trundle
you
bed's
wish
not a
this
real trun- bed.
It's a bed. It's a pull out bed.
This is short. You're just short, like.
Oh, you mean real bed as in, like, I wish I had room.
Yeah, bed my fucking knees don't hang off the end of. Like, I'm the fucking big friendly fucko. Like, I'm pissed. I'm in a bad mood. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm changing that. I'm not. But
no, it's the most contentious
episode.
But
I am.
You're fulfilling
I'm mad.
A prophecy.
I am mad, but I'm in
you
a good
called
mood,
me
but
fucko
I'm mad.
A couple weeks ago, and it made me laugh very hard. I think it's one of the funniest things you've called me.
We'll get used to it.
Because it feels fucko. Like disenchantment. Because it feels like the elves in disenchantment. Elfo. Like it feels like if I was one of the elves in disenchantment, I'd be fucko.
they don't still make that show, do they?
I don't think they do.
Aww.
Guys, if you ever watch Disenchantment, the first season is really good.
I feel so bad for Matt Groening.
The
it's
first
like,
season is really
what's
good.
What's he doing with all that money?
The every other season is not as good as the first season, but the first season is really good.
Disenchantment. I was more of a Chris Enchantment guy. This reminds me of the time.
No, finish
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. Okay, so if
this is the standing energy. This is what standing does
if there
to
was
you.
A Family Guy, so picture this. There's a Family Guy episode. And
picture this.
Okay, there's a Family Guy.
It's an episode of Family Guy. It, and
the guys are all there. It's Peter.
Cleveland,
the gang's Quagmire. All there. You know the guys. And they're at the, let's say, the Drunken Clam, the bar where they hang out. And something surprising happens, you know? And then
yeah.
Peter Griffin.
I'm with you.
Peter Griffin would say something like, holy crap, this reminds me
oh
of the time.
My God.
Hey, this reminds me of the time I took my Heelys to 9/11, and then it would like cut away to some really like distasteful joke about
It'd
him.
It'd be him falling into the one world like fountain
yes.
with Heelys. He would start to slide, and then he would go over the railings
Absolutely.
And into the fountain.
And then
do you Quagmire. Want
no, no, no. Wait.
No, what would he
Quagmire.
Do?
No, I don't know. If she wants. I can't talk about what Quagmire.
Let's take
would
a
do.
Quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll skate our way into our review.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
And we're back.
You know when you were
do
a
you want
kid
to start or should I?
And there would be like the boys that would have the swooshy pants?
What?
You know when you were a kid, there was a material that like sweatpants were made out of in like the 2000s where like the boys would be wearing them in gym class and it was like, you know that noise?
No, afraid not.
Nails on a chalkboard. I think you should start.
Oh, no, I think I do. I think I do. Okay, I can start. I just want to say, yeah, when I went into Amazon and I was typing in Heelys, it auto, like, you know, and they have the recommended searches. The third recommended search was Heelys for men.
Hell,
I thought
that
was the funniest thing I've ever
seen. No, hell yeah, that's cool.
And so I ultimately did click on, these are Heelys for adults, adult-size Heelys.
And adult men, okay?
Adult
don't
men.
Get it twisted.
Men. This is 4 stars for black Heelys, size 11.
Okay.
From Jared A.
Jared A. Ring Store.
Jared A. Ring Store, that's very good.
Thank you.
The title is, I'm Too Old.
Yes, you are. I already know that you are. Before you've even said a word, Jared.
Bought it because I've never had a pair and always wanted some.
Oh.
Tried for a day and decided I'm too old for them. But it works as advertised.
Is the
really
grimace.
Really sad.
I'm just imagining.
That's so sad.
Like, you come home after your day of wearing Heelys and you're sitting on your bed and you're just like, yeah, these aren't for guys like me.
It's like naughty. It's like someone else wasn't like, hey man, aren't you a little too old for those? Like he it's had a like, full day and decide like he really had to grapple with his own mortality and grapple with time and age and like.
No, it's not you guys. It's not the shoes. It's me. It's don't worry. I don't want the shoes to feel bad. It's me.
I don't want the shoes to feel bad.
Don't worry, like Heelys, guys, like over there at Heelys HQ, you guys are doing a great job. These shoes are like, it's just
the
like
actual,
they're not.
He's talking to the shoes.
It's just like, you guys are, you fit great. Like, I was going.
But Jared, we had the best day together, bro. We went all over the city, up and down the streets.
I know.
We even tried jumping down some stairs. Scared you a little bit, but you made it down okay.
Yeah, I mean, we jumped from the final stair onto the ground. It wasn't exactly, like, you're kind of gassing me up, Lefty, but...
It's not hard to gas you up when you're the coolest dude who's ever been in us.
You guys, but how many dudes have you had in you?
Okay, look, you may be the only one, but we know that there's never going to be anyone like you. Come on, man,
no.
Just... go to sleep, have a think, and then we'll shred the day tomorrow.
Lefty, buddy, take it from me. When you've seen as much of the world as I have, like, you deserve a guy who can, like, you know, do tricks, who isn't embarrassed to go down the produce aisle in you. Like, you know, like, you deserve, like, someone who's proud of you. You know,
are you embarrassed?
No, it's not. No, shit, that's not what I meant to say. I'm not embarrassed of you. I'm embarrassed of me when I'm with you.
So it sounds like you don't want to be seen with us.
Kind of, yeah. I just don't think I can pull it off.
Whoa.
I can't pull it off.
I think our wires must be getting crossed, brother, because I thought it was like you felt like you weren't good enough for us.
Well, it's kind
of
that, yeah.
But then you were like, I don't want to be seen with you. And so that doesn't feel as bueno. Like, that feels a little tougher to swallow.
No, but okay, sorry. I could see how I kind of...
Because, like, you're amazing, and we love you, and we think you shred so hard when you're in us. It feels like there's no better feeling than you being in us.
Look,
and riding us,
man,
all day long.
I don't want to keep doing this with you. I made my decision. I'm going to...
Doing it with us, or doing it, period?
doing this whole dance. Like, I'm a loafer guy.
We haven't even started dancing. No, 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 wait. I haven't even seen the things we could do. No, no, no. Jared. If we danced, you will be the coolest guy at the wedding reception. I swear to God.
Trust me,
you've
Lefty,
never even tried dancing in us, dude.
I've heard this all before, okay? You are not the
first. Oh, so you've been with...
Just...
What do you mean we're not the first?
I'm just saying there was someone else a long time ago, and...
Well, who?
I don't... Well, maybe it's...
Another Paraheles?
No, no, I would never, but... Well, maybe it's better if you guys just get acquainted.
Oh, so they're here.
I'm going to... Yeah, he's been in the closet for... Well, since 2008, so... 16 years. So I'm gonna put you in the closet, and maybe you guys can talk something out, and in the morning I'm taking you back to Amazon, okay? I'm returning
you.
No. Lefty, you're going in the closet. No. You're going in the closet.
I trusted you.
Shuts the door.
Motherfucker. I knew it from the second he slipped inside me. I knew that he was untrustworthy.
Well, well, well.
Oh! Who are you?
I'm Freddy Fedora. And I know a thing or two about being tossed and used.
Well, no, but that's not what Jared's doing to us. Jared he needs a break. He needs a second.
It was 2008. It was the night before band sectionals. He went to Hot Topic and he picked me out on the shelf. I'd never been worn by a guy before. Brought me home, put me on his head, looked in the mirror, took some selfies. I thought we were
going to... Sounds real nice.
Oh, I thought we were going to be together forever. But,
What happened?
Well, he... Drove to the competition the next day and... Put me on his head when he got out of the car and... Some girls saw him and...
Good so far. Sounds promising.
They didn't have the nicest things to say about old Freddy Fedora, so...
Oh, no, brother. Come on.
He came home that night and put me up here and... Well, I've been here since... ever since.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't want to end up like you. Jared, let us out! We're not meant to be in here with this dusty ass!
I tried that.
He's not coming back, is he?
16 years and counting. He barely even opens this closet anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No, but today, I thought things were going so well. We were walking down the street, and he's got a crush on this girl who works at the Yogurtland on 4th.
And so Yogurtland's still around. Nice.
Yogurtland's still around. It's
I was
still
nervous.
Around. Pinkberry's still around, but not doing as well as you'd think. But Yogurtland's
if
still
I was
popping.
Betting on one, it would have been on
Pinkberry.
Yeah.
100%. But the original flavor, it's not vanilla. It's just tart.
Yeah, just yogurt.
It's just yogurt.
Which you would want.
Anyway.
Right.
There's a girl who works at the Yogurtland, who he's got a crush on. And he walked by, and he wanted her to notice him, but she was talking to her manager. And so he thought, let's bust these bad boys out, bust out the Heelys, and ride past the window.
That's a terrible idea.
Well, it was good in theory.
Yeah.
But as soon as he started, he started to ride, and then he got too scared, so he stopped himself too quickly, face first on the asphalt. Himself by his hands, just barely.
Sounds like Jared hasn't changed, man. I mean, I remember that day when he busted me out for sectionals. You know, he got out of the car, he saw those chicks, and, well, he tried to do the Michael Jackson thing, where you, like, put the hand, like, down.
Oh, that's the coolest.
And then
yeah.
you like curl your
Flip
arm
it
up.
Yeah.
And like the hat ends up on your head, like the right
oh,
way.
Oh, that's the coolest
Even though it
thing.
Was like upside down. And anyway, he tried that and he ended up just sort of chucking the hat over his head. And it,
oh, no.
Me over his head, I should say. Wow, I'm really dissociating.
I was just going to say.
Fuck, I haven't talked in a while. Anyway, and
I fell in the puddle and...
No!
Yeah, man. So, didn't even get me cleaned after. I still got the stains to prove it.
So he's really not coming back?
He might. He might. I mean, I used to have a friend in here, Chain Wallet. He was here for a while, but Jared came for him a few months ago, and I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know what happened to him.
Maybe Jared is coming around. Maybe one day. Oh my God, how cool would it be if Jared had a change of heart, and tomorrow he busted this closet open,
buddy,
attached the chain wallet to his hip, fedora, you on his head, and us on his feet.
Hope's a dangerous thing, you know?
He'd be the coolest guy in town.
First 10 years in here thinking, costume party. There's gonna be a themed party where he can wear me. Here I am, 16 years later. Hasn't happened yet.
This is the least radical thing I've heard all day.
Yeah. You know, maybe you're right. Maybe you'll have a change of heart. Who knows? Hey, don't cry. Don't cry, man.
It's just...
Jared wouldn't want to see you cry.
Well, it seems like Jared doesn't want to see me at all. I just wish there was something I could do to teach him that you're never too old to be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hey, are you the kind... of sentient where you can move around?
I can kind of shuffle, you know? Imagine, like, you know when an object in a movie is, like, possessed by a ghost? It's not coordinated. Like, I'm not moving, like, we're not, you know, it's not a Toy Story or a sausage.
No, I got it,
Oh, Jared was mentioning some movie. What was it? I heard him talk.
Sausage Party?
That was it. Yeah, I heard him talking through the wall about it, and I knew that it would be like
that's
that.
His favorite movie.
Really? God.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed.
I've only known him for a day, but I feel like hey, shimmy onto me.
Sorry?
I have an idea. Shimmy onto me.
Shimmy onto you. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, the other guy hasn't said much.
he doesn't like to talk too much. He's a strong and silent type.
Oh, okay. I just felt like I couldn't let it go without remarking on it. Like, you know, seems like you speak.
Righty, you can say hi.
Hi.
You see, he could talk.
Hi, Righty. I'm Freddy Fedora.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I'm shimmying. I'm shimmying. Ho, ha.
Get on.
Ho,
get
ha,
on.
He, ha, he.
Get
ha,
on.
He, ho. Whoa. Okay. Okay. Shit.
Ready? I'm about to change our lives.
What are you going
to
do?
Three. Righty, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three. Two. Let's shred. We roll out of the closet just enough to like open and just be on the bedroom floor. Jared! Jared, my bro! Jared, where'd you go, brother?
Yeah, so, anyway, no, I don't, the party's tonight. I kind of already have plans. I was gonna hang out with some friends and stuff.
Jared, you don't have friends! Jared, put us on and go to the party, dude! It's gonna be so rad!
Where was it again? Ugh, Steve's place?
Jared, Steve's the coolest guy, you know.
That guy's kind of a prick. He's like...
Come on. Put us on, Jared. One last hurrah.
People are going to be jamming there. I don't know if I can
Jamming's
jam.
My favorite thing. Jared, please.
Oh, I've got some old acoustic, and I don't know. It's been a
yeah,
long time.
Yeah, bring it. Everyone wants you to play it.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Steph's going to be there?
Steph! Oh, you're gonna fuck her so hard, dude, if you got us on. Come on.
Okay, I'll be there. Yeah. What should I wear? Is there like a...
Wear us. Wear us.
Oh, it's ska-themed?
Fuck yeah, dude.
I've got the perfect outfit.
See, I told you, Freddy.
Okay, I'll see you in like 20 minutes. That's too early. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Go as early 2 hours. You want, dude. Oh. You're the life of the party.
Okay, I'll be there I'll be there when I get there. I'll be there when I get there.
Jared, it's gonna be the
shit.
Best night.
You guys
of our
are
lives.
Out here. What? I thought I put you in the closet.
We're ready for the night of our lives, Jared.
Oh, you heard that? What I was saying?
Every minute of it.
Oh yeah, I was probably just gonna wear my Vans. I haven't really worn them in a couple years, but it's not like they're not gonna fit anymore. You know, they're Vans.
We flip up and shoot out the wheels.
Goes in his mouth.
Chokes. I love a normal one.
Oh, a normal one? Perchance.
That's our favorite kind.
Perchance. Shall I read a review?
Shall I read a review? Yeah, why don't you? That'd be so crazy. Do it.
Okay, would you like a review for Heelys?
I would love that. That's actually what I was hoping you'd say that.
Okay, here's a review for Heelys.
Here's a review for Heelys.
Wait a minute. Here's a review for Heelys. I don't know which one to say. I don't know which one to do. They're both good. 5 stars. From no name at all. It's just like an underscore and then a dash and then some underscores and then a.
So, oh, no name at all. Yeah,
it's just kind of like symbol. Like grammar.
Cymbelina,
Shakespeare's best late work. 5 stars from Cymbelina. And then the subject line, to be clear, is 5 stars.
Okay.
These helped me find my future wife at the airport.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
These helped me find my future wife at the airport. Biggest lie anyone's ever told. Oh, those are cool shoes, man. Oh, thanks. They helped me find my future wife at the airport. Okay, whatever.
Coming to mind of, like, you know, the trope of, like, running to stop the love of your life from leaving.
Like,
you're healing through the airport. And you're like, Jessica, wait! Jessica, wait!
The security guards are, like, running. The TSA's running, but they can't catch up because the Heelys are going so fast.
Jessica! Jessica, don't get on that plane! Excuse me. Oh, fuck.
Excuse me, sir. You can't go any further than this. We're almost done boarding.
No, please. You don't understand, mister. The love of my life, Jessica Burns, is about to get on that plane and marry another man. And if she does that, I'll die.
I'm sorry, sir. There's not much I can do. The, boarding's already begun. She's already on the plane. I scanned her ticket a few minutes ago. There's really nothing
I can do. No worries.
If
you just let me through, I will get there as soon as I can.
Sir, we have these rules for a reason. You know.
You're gonna stand in between me and true love? My destiny? The rest of my life?
Could you text her, maybe?
I'm sorry to do this, but...
Wait! No, you can't!
He's fast! Jessica, I'm coming. I'm on my way.
Oh,
ooh, Hudson News. No, I can't. I can't. I gotta keep going.
Hey, wait up.
What? Dad?
Son.
Dad, son. What are you doing here? He's also in Heelys.
Son.
Dad.
I'm trying to catch
Dad,
you.
Dad, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
I was coming to tell you. You gotta find Jessica. You gotta go
I'm
after her.
I'm on my way. They're both speeding. It's O'Hare, the longest.
You gotta take the chance I never took.
Well, that's what I'm en route, Dad. You gotta get out of here.
What do you need? What do you need?
Well, I guess I need you to stop security.
Okay, I see two up ahead. I'm taking them down.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Ah! He just Healy's head first into two men and knocks him over like bowling
Dad!
Pins.
Oh, God. Thank you, Dad.
Find
Thank
her!
You for your service. Okay, Jessica, there's nothing stopping me now. Keep going. accidentally runs into grass of a pet relief area. Oh, hold on. I gotta just walk. Okay. And now we're back.
Sir, this is for pets.
It doesn't go on grass. I'm sorry. It stops on grass.
You can't be on here. This is for pets.
I know. It stops on grass. Just, I'm sorry. I know it's just for pets, but I can walk around it. I tried, but it's hard to turn.
Didn't need to turn. Just needed to, like, slightly veer or whatever.
Jessica, this will be the story we tell our kids one day. This is the biggest airport in the world.
Final boarding for British Airways flight 313-444.
If I don't catch her now, she's going to marry Rodney.
236.
Rodney, the watch billionaire. And I can't have that happen.
9926 to Cardiff, Wales.
Wales? She can do better than that. Healy's onto the plane past the person scanning tickets.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I stop on the kind of like the metal jet bridge. Oh!
Sir, the door's already shut.
No, you don't understand. I have to get on this plane.
No, it's the law. After we've shut the door, there's no more getting on that plane.
Please, oh, what's your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, I'm Tim. And Jessica Burns, the love of my life, is sitting in first class.
Ooh, she's doing very well for herself.
She really is, and she's probably too good for a nothing guy like me.
Jessica, but, you said.
Yes, do you know her?
About 5'9", blonde.
Yeah, hair like it's been touched by the gods themselves, yeah, more like.
Winning smile.
First place.
Oh, I have some... Sorry, I have some...
Eyes like the sea?
Yes.
And tits to boot?
Oh, and those tits were booting, but I have some terrible news. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but she was with somebody on the plane.
It was Rodney. Did he have watches on both of his wrists?
Yes, two watches on each wrist.
Big, were they made of solid gold?
Big buck teeth, like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
Yes, that's him. Oh, he's the sexier man between the two of us.
I won't fight you on that.
Well, no matter. This is my last shot.
Well, that doesn't change the fact the door's shut, so...
You can open it, surely.
I mean, they lock it from the inside. You need to speak to them.
Can you call the captain, please?
I can call the captain, but there's no way... Okay.
Just try.
Let me try. Okay, dialing captain. Captain?
Captain!
Hang on,
hi.
He can't hear you. Okay, I'll talk to him. Hi, yeah, there's a guy here looking to...
Tell him it's Tim, looking for
I don't think
Jessica.
He's going to know who that is. I don't think... His name's Tim. He's looking for Jessica. Yes, with the tits to boot, yeah. And apparently she's the love of his life and he needs to see her one more time and he's begging me to open the door, but... Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I would say desperate, yeah. Yeah, pretty.
If you won't let me on, desperate. I have an idea. Can the captain make an announcement to the plane?
Now he's asking if you can make an announcement to the plane, if that would be all right. Okay, yeah, he says, why not? I guess he's a hopeless romantic or something, he says.
Can he put the phone to the monitor and weird. I can speak to the plane?
Okay, now he's asking if you can put the phone to the monitor and he can speak to the plane. Yes, okay, will do. All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, he says you've got about 30 seconds to make your announcement.
Jessica, it's Tim. And I'm standing at the boarding. I'm standing right outside of the plane. I was a couple seconds too late, Jessica, but I heelied all the way down the airport just to get to you. I know you're with Rodney. I know he's hot and hung and rich. But I love you, Jessica, more than he ever will. He thinks he loves you, but he doesn't know. He wouldn't know what true love is if it slapped him in the face. because you are the best woman I have ever known. And if you really, really care about giving yourself a good life and a good man, you'll get off that plane right now. And you will come into my arms and I will wheel us into the sunset, my sweet. Love, Tim.
Okay, that was moving, I think. Okay, Captain.
Does the captain say what's happening?
Okay, Captain, can I ask what's happening? Okay, so most people had their headphones in, but there is a gentleman who's come up to the front and would like to speak to you, he said.
God, I bet it's Rodney.
Okay, I'm going to hand you the phone now.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Yeah. You're being so patient.
Yeah, well, don't thank me. Thank the 200 other people on the plane who seem totally, bizarrely content.
I don't care about them. I only care about one heart on that
right,
plane.
Okay, here's the man now.
Rodney.
Fantastic guess.
God, even your voice is hot. Rodney, you know you don't love her like I do.
Oh, my darling, but you're right about one thing.
What?
I am hung like a grandfather clock. Tick tock.
I know you.
Tick tock. She cannot get enough of this cock. Now, my friend, the door's already locked. We're taking off any minute. You don't stand a chance in hell of getting
Rodney,
her.
Rodney, please. What color are her eyes?
Oh, there's some sort of grayish color.
What's her favorite food when she's feeling sad?
Probably beans on toast. It's mine, anyway.
Who's her favorite family member to vent to when she's having a hard day?
Oh, it's gotta be my dad.
You don't know anything about that woman. Why she's sitting with you, other than your huge cock and your stacks of bills, is beyond me.
You forgot my winning personality.
Oh, you are the coolest guy any of us have ever known. But if you love her, which I don't think you do, then you'd want what's best for her, right?
Of course.
And what's best for her is to be with me, a librarian from Sheboygan, who's intolerant to gluten.
Touching speech, but I'm afraid to say we're pulling away from the jetway. Your time has passed, my little friend. No! Soon she'll be trapped above my clockmaker's shop with no chance of getting escaping.
Put me back on with the pilot, now!
Oh, fine. Beg and ye shall receive.
Pilot, you have to stop the flight. Captain, you have to stop the flight. This man is planning on kidnapping her and keeping her above a clock shop. Yes, the man with the huge cock who you just put on the phone. Yes, it's bulging like a grandfather clock. You have to turn this plane around and get that woman off the plane. Thank you.
Right, so, so the captain is saying that, I guess there's an air marshal who's going to be taking care of that.
Oh my god, I did it.
But you
I
do,
did it.
Sorry, sir, you do still need to, you've broken about, I think, half a dozen federal laws tonight.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. I'm not
right,
intoxicated.
I don't know what that has to do
ain't
with.
Ain't no laws when you're fighting for love.
Right. Ain't no legalese when you're writing these or something? I don't know.
Yes, that's great. Ain't no repercussions when my heart's a Russian.
Yes. Ain't no repercussions because I think you have a concussion. I think you might have hit your head when you were.
Can I wait
zooming.
Here for her to deboard?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Because there's young man from the anti-terror unit that would like to speak with you. There's also
someone
from Homeland Security.
Hold on. I thought that the air marshal was gonna.
Well, he's taking care of the kidnapping. The fact that man
to bring her back to my arms.
No, I think
I think they'd be very content if she more had nothing to do with either of the odd men who were begging for her attention. So
this was all for nothing?
Well, if you really loved her, you'd be glad she wasn't trapped in a clockmaker's shop like some sort of tragic fairy tale victim. But I suppose...
I don't care anymore.
Right, so I don't think
if I can't have her,
intentions were all that different from Rodney's.
What's the point?
Yeah. And you've got a tiny cock, so...
I've got the smallest.
Yeah, like the second hand on a wristwatch.
Ew. You got time for one more?
I got time for 10 more. I don't even care anymore. I lost it all on the big game.
Got it. This is the title. Okay. Hold on. This is the name. I've never seen anything like this. This is also for Heelys for Men. The name of the reviewer is honestly, I'm amazed. They work awesome, look great, and came in on time. 5 stars, must buy. That is the name.
Okay, so you made an account just to tell everybody how much you fucking love your Heelys.
5 stars, the title is great, buy.
Awesome, can't wait.
These are awesome. I saw signs telling me to buy them, and I'm not disappointed. They came in 3 days and look great. Awesome for a gift or honestly, just to have.
Now, signs to buy them.
Yes.
Are we
exactly
thinking physical or biblical? Right. And
I'm thinking biblical.
Right. That's the vibe it's
giving. I'm ultimately thinking biblical.
There's kind of
especially with the fervor of which, which this was written. There's like they fully made an account to talk about the divine intervention that led them to buying these shoes.
There's kind of an evangelism to it that's like, seems...
What's amazing is that it's like, God has so many other things to focus on.
Than making you buy Heelys?
Than making sure...
I guess I never thought of it that way.
Talking with a priest. Welcome, my son. How long has it been since your last confession?
Three weeks.
Ugh,
and awkward.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
You're welcome. No, that's all right.
Sorry,
so what's
Father.
On your heart? You don't need to apologize. I'm glad you're here. What's on your heart today?
Thanks. Well, I've just kind of been spiraling, I guess. A little bit.
I'm sorry to
hear
that.
And not in
a
good way.
No, of course. I mean, there's never really a good connotation for that.
Well, I would say, like, doing an ollie or something. But,
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you have to confess today?
Yeah, I guess I... Can you remind me... the big ones are the sins. Like, what should I be confessing?
Of course,
there's a lot to
not
tease out.
I mean, you know, I would guess the big one is don't lie, don't murder, don't steal, no adultery, no using the Lord's name in vain.
Sick.
No false idols.
Okay, didn't do that.
Tick,
tick, boom.
You know, treat others the way you want to be treated. Things like that.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm pretty much good, actually. I guess I don't have to confess or anything, so...
I mean, it can even be as simple as, like, were you envious of anyone lately? Feel a little jealous? Maybe told a little white lie that you shouldn't have? Maybe, you know, not take out the trash when you said you were going to... It could be anything. It
no,
doesn't have to be murder.
No, nothing like that, actually. I'm good. I'm sorry I even came in. I won't bother you anymore.
No. You can also just share.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be about anything, but it seems like something big is on your heart.
I guess I didn't know what this was. I know that, like, you know, obviously confession, it's about, like, me confessing or whatever, but...
Yes.
I thought maybe it was, like, could go both ways.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, 3 weeks ago I was in here and I was talking about, you know, I was having these thoughts about, you know,
yes,
people other than
adulterous thoughts. That's, yeah, it's normal. Yeah.
So that was like me telling God, like one of my mess ups. So I thought maybe this week he could reciprocate.
No,
through you.
That's so, you're so funny.
I have a bone to pick with him.
It's normal when things feel out of grasp or out of sync in our life to feel angry with God. But that's just part of the plan.
Is it though? Because there was some stuff that he was telling me in a pretty explicit way. Like, there were a lot of signs that I was supposed to be doing something.
How magnificent that you felt that connection so deeply.
And then I'm
envious.
And then I did it. Okay, I did the thing that I was like, well, this is clearly part of the plan. You know, there's other stuff I've never been really sure about, but this is, like, no doubt. I did it.
Okay.
Everyone got mad at me.
Well, let's dive more into that. Are you comfortable telling me what that thing was?
Yeah, I mean, God was pretty clear.
Father. About?
He was pretty clear he wanted me to become a hype beast. He was, like, kind of telling me in, like, all the ways that God has of telling people stuff. Like, my son.
I'm unfamiliar with hype beast.
Now that's, now I've heard everything.
I think one of my nephews. That's when you.
You're allowed to have a lot of nephews?
I just have them. Yes.
I thought priests weren't allowed to, like, have kids or be married.
I'm neither of those things.
So whose kids are they?
My sister's.
Oh, I see.
But my nephews sometimes will show me videos of young men who have a lot of shoes and a lot of shirts.
Exactly.
And that's kind of their whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're highlighting the shoes, which is right to do, but it's really more of like streetwear as an umbrella term. You know what I mean?
Understood. And so you felt that it was within, like, God's plan for you. I do know that one. That is one that I have driven by.
I own
a lot
of that stuff.
That's great if it brings you joy.
It does not.
As long as, well, there you go.
So why did he tell me to do it?
Maybe it was a lesson. And did you learn anything about yourself through this process?
Yeah, I learned I'm a sucker.
Well, come on.
I learned I'm going to do anything that God tells me to. Won't be making that mistake again.
Well, hey, now. Let's talk about these signs from God.
Sure. So it started like about a year ago. I was on TikTok and all of a sudden my like For You page is like all sneakers.
Okay.
Like, all the time, my whole For You page is like, oh my God, this shoe I got. Have you seen my shoe? Like, new shoe just dropped.
And you took that as being a sign from God.
Well, I'm not that, you know, like, at first, that was like the first thing where I was like, okay, I guess I'm being kind of like guided maybe in this direction, right?
Because my brother-in-law is he works in tech.
Now I know you can't have one of those. Cause you
that is my sister's husband.
Your sister's husband. Okay, I see. That checks out. I'm just keeping you accountable, too.
I understand. I appreciate
you. I want to make sure
that
we're both following our rules.
Yes. So he says that, you know, with the algorithm, if you watch something for a long time, that will show up repeatedly.
Huh.
And I'm not trying to diminish your experience at all if you felt that was on your heart, but I will say, you know, big guy upstairs got a lot of other things to worry about than you buying a bunch of streetwear.
Such as?
Well, such as everything, of course.
Right, right.
War, famine.
Can I ask you why you became a priest?
This conversation does not go both ways.
I'm just wondering, did you feel called?
I did.
What did that calling look like? Like, what were the signs?
This is before we knew about the algorithm.
Right, but what were, like, the signs that showed you needed to be...
before there was an Instagram.
Right, right.
Well, the signs were signs. You know, I would walk through town and I would see a sign that said, we need more priests. Okay. And I thought, well, that's clear as day.
Seems
so
pretty similar.
And then I kept walking, and then it said, we need more priests now.
Okay.
And I thought, well, okay, someone's trying to tell me something.
Right.
Walked a little farther. Another felt like three billboards the way it was one after the other.
Outside
then it said,
Ebbing.
We need more priests now.
Okay.
Tobias, become a priest.
No way. And what's your name?
I'm not even kidding. My name is Tobias.
That is a freaky coincidence.
Well, that's my middle's name. My first name is Ethan.
Okay, so it might not have been for you.
But I thought, I mean, it's such a specific name. I thought, well, surely.
Right. Okay, well, let me hit you with one.
Okay.
I was in my email the other day, checking my box and my inbox. And I saw an email come in that said, want to earn cash fast?
Well, do you?
Get your real estate license in only 10 days. Start flipping houses fast cash. And I thought, wait. And I thought, this can't be for me. There's no way. Okay. I read a little further. This is for you, man. If you're out there and you're feeling like your life's not going anywhere, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have been clearer, could it?
So are you on your way to getting that license?
Been there, done that, 3K in the hole.
I'm so sorry to hear that, my
friend. That class was not worth $3,000.
Well, look.
Officer,
I'm not an officer. I'm a priest.
Right, but like a officer of the church or whatever.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Can I get like a do-over?
For?
Like my baptism.
You would like to be rebaptized?
Is that a thing we do? I know some of them do.
Because you're good. No, for us, it's like you do, it's one and done. But other ones you do multiple. You can.
Oh, other ones are kind of calling to me right now, I guess.
Well,
seeing a lot I feel like I'm getting a lot of signs that the other one.
No. Well, hold on, because you're good. Ours is like.
But I don't feel good.
It's the one
I feel
and done.
Bad.
Well, that's why you're here. So now I'm going to tell you is after all this, I don't know what bad thing you did. If you don't want to be a hype beast anymore, you don't have to be. Go do 5 Hail Marys and you're good to go.
I sold all my wife's stuff to buy shoes.
Okay, you need to get that back.
Too late.
Do 50 rosaries and then you're good.
Only 50?
That's a lot.
Is it?
You ever done a rosary?
Not like all the way through.
It's a lot of prayers.
Will you do it with me?
Afraid not.
Is there somewhere I can go to learn that?
Right here.
So you're gonna show me?
I will send you a link. Because my wife told me how to use the computer.
Wait one second.
Sorry, that's my sister.
I see you.
To our last segment.
This shook me all week long, and then it kept on shaking me in my life. I have loved them all. Hey man, what's been shaking you?
What's been shaking me? There is this YouTuber who I watch.
Mr. Beast.
A vocal coach. Yeah. Her name is Hannah
Logan
Bales,
Paul.
I think is her last name. Yeah. I apologize if I'm totally not even getting that last name right, but her name is Hannah. She's a vocal coach. She does a lot of like vocal coach reacts to blank, 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 and she's great, and I love her. And I watched her do reaction video to the Cats movie.
Oh my God.
And so I guess what's shaking me is like reliving that experience of like watching a lot of clips from Cats. That just got me thinking about that.
Did you see the full film?
I did. It brought me back to that. I watched it with my mother.
Powerful screening. I said that's a powerful screening.
It was a really powerful screening. It was like, I guess what's shaking me is excuse me.
You're excused.
I love a bad movie. I love when a movie is so bad that it's hilarious. Like Madame Web is the worst thing I've ever seen, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I was choking laughing. That being said, there is a threshold, and this is what's shaking me. There is a threshold that we need to talk about.
Yes.
There is a sweet spot of being so bad that it's amazing and you never want it to end.
Uh-huh.
And then it passes. So then it's like, there's that sweet spot. And on one side of that, you have, oh, well, it's kind of good. So the moments that it's bad, it's like, so then is it trying to be bad? Like, it's a little uncomfortable. Like, is it just... was it just kind of like sloppy in some places? Right. Then it feels weird and inconsistent. Then it goes too far in the opposite end where it's so bad to the point of not even being fun to watch anymore. Yes. That it's just exhausting.
Yes.
And that is what the experience of Cats was.
Well, and you know what I'm gonna pause it to you? To you about that. Is that the runtime?
Tell me, kitten.
The runtime, I think, has a lot to do with that.
Cats is very long.
Because, like...
and it doesn't have a plot.
Yes. So I mean, the actual kind of, like...
the source material is...
because I don't...
yeah.
And I know Andrew is a listener, but... Mr. Lloyd Webber, if you're listening, which I know you are because you're a big fan. Mm-hmm.
He's a podcast.
The musical itself is not my favorite.
No.
The musical itself is bad.
Yes. And even in the YouTube video, she explained, she's like, the plot is literally just these cats sing and then one of them gets to go into a spaceship that takes them to cat heaven and they get reborn.
That's it.
And that's literally
and you
it.
You can't make a 2-hour
and promo. I wish I was kidding, because that is not even a joke. That is the plot of Cats.
Movies that are so bad that I enjoy watching them because they're bad, but they're earnest and they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wagon Wheel Watusi.
Oh, Burlesque. I fucking... Burlesque is genuinely one of my favorite movies. I love that movie so much.
Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I mean, I do think it's funny because Cats has the makings of a movie I would really like.
It really had the potential.
It's a musical.
Yeah.
And it's kind of shit. And that's kind of my shit. My favorite 100%. Shit is musicals.
But it's, have you seen Cats?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It passes the threshold where it's just unbearable. It's unbearable.
I remember extremely clearly sitting down to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Being like, okay, here we go. And I remember really clearly getting up after the movie was over. And I remember very little in the middle there.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
It wasn't just because I was drunk. It was also.
I love a bad movie, but it can't. It has to be right in that sweet spot. And that sweet spot, like Madame Web really hits that sweet spot for me. Christmas on the Square. Exactly. It's like. It's
like in a world where I didn't know cats exist, you told me the Judy the Stench Dench plays a character named Old Deuteronomy. I'm like, that's my new favorite movie.
I know.
But it's not.
What's been shaking your ass?
I made a cookie. Did you know
what
that?
What kind? I made a cookie. Did you know that?
Did you know that? I made a vegan. I know.
I've heard it all before.
What is he, anemic? I made a vegan cookie. And, you know, I used to be vegan. I know. But it's probably the best vegan baked good
tea
I've ever made.
Oh.
And maybe ever had. What
oh
the
my God.
Hell is he saying?
What is he talking about?
This
What's
is
he on
crazy.
About?
There, his... His baking too real. I can't do the... I'm not going to even try.
He's going to bakeify himself.
He's going to veganize himself. but it's a peanut butter chocolate chip. And I know I'm going to describe it to you and you're going to be like, that's not a cookie that's going to be good. Here's all that's in it, right?
You're going to be like, that's a pie.
Here's what's in it. Flank steak.
Chicken.
no. Peanut butter. Who would have guessed? LBS, light brown sugar. Baking.
IBS,
E. coli. Baking powder.
Mm-hmm.
Banana.
Banana.
As the minions would say. And flour. And vegan chocolate chips.
Honestly?
That's it.
Sounds good.
That's it.
Sounds good.
It is good.
Sounds like banana bread kind of vibe.
It
or
has,
like
the banana is very subtle.
It's the moistness.
The
like
butter,
we said last week, you need
butter,
that moistness.
Peanut
yeah. Peanut butter binds
butter.
It. Yeah.
Okay. And you know what I did though? I kind of fucked with the recipe. And here's where it gets a little like, I put some raisins in there.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy, but I love the texture of raisins in a cookie. I made soda bread, Irish.
Oh.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Last week, because it was, of course.
Mm-hmm. You can't even say it. St. Patrick's Day.
Saint.
You can't even say it.
Saint. And I know it's one of the big ones. and I had the raisins in that, and I was like, fuck, raisins are good. So when I was making the cookies, I was just like, I gotta put some raisins in here. And I did, and it was fucking fire. And I'm like, I'm just saying that I would get a Tonkin tug.
Ew. Ew, you can find Alf on Instagram at Alfred in it. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review. Reddit r/ReviewReview. Send some more theme songs to ReviewReviewShow@gmail.com. Original, non-copyrighted theme songs. Please, we love when you send them and they're so much fun to play. We get such a kick out of them and you guys are so creative and so funny and so talented. And Jeff and I have a Patreon.com/RileyandJeff and we are on Discord, Review Review Discord at HeadGum.
And you can find Jenny Any Dots herself, Riley Anspor, at Riley Anspor on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone. I tried to do the Jenny Any Dots and it threw up. At Riley Anspor on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app. And on Twitter.com, now known as XX.com, for as long as it lasts. At Riley Coyote, and as we say every single week on the show, we are always saying it. We are never not saying it.
Correct.
I'm hung like a grandfather clock.
I'm hung like a grandfather clock. We'll see you next time.
Au revoir, my sweet.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum original.
So I thought maybe this week he could reciprocate.
No.
For you.
That's so, you're so funny. Because
I have a boner. Sorry, father. That came out
Daniel, cut that out.
I meant to say I have a bone to pick.
Daniel, cut that out. You cut that out. You have to cut that.
It's going so well.